98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan, you have been watching Saturday Night Live UK.
Yes, I've seen a couple of them. They're really funny. I didn't think I was going to be into it, but they're really, really, really funny.
There's been some great guest presenters so far, including Jamie Dornan.
Yeah, now he was definitely the best of the ones I've watched.
Well, now SNL UK have announced its next two hosts.
Go on.
And musical guest as well. So they're actually taking this week off, right. But the series is coming back on April 25th, so not this Saturday, next Saturday. Uh-huh. Nicola Coughlan is making her hosting debut.
Excellent choice.
Yeah, it's really cool. And she's going to be joined by the Foo Fighters, and this is the first time they've had a musical act that isn't a British act.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hefty lineup.
Nicola Coughlan and the Foo Fighters, I'll definitely be watching. This is actually her second appearance on the show, because she was in a cameo appearance when Tina Fey was doing the premiere.
Is it possible that many of us were a little reluctant to be in the first show because this is going out in Britain, and British people tend to root for the failure of others?
Yeah, why are you guys like that?
Well, not me. I'm Irish. Educate yourself. Yeah. Look, that all is to say, if this show is a hit, and if you do ever happen to get Ollie Murs for musical guest, I would be honoured to come back and win a BAFTA for it.
They 100% have to get Ollie Murs to do a sketch with Nicola Coughlan.
I really hope so. And I saw yesterday, I follow Louisa Harland, who was also in Derry Girls on Instagram. And I saw that Louisa shared that Nicola was going to be hosting SNL UK.
Yeah.
And that's great. Uh-huh. You know, it's lovely. And she's obviously supporting her former co-star, their mates, etc.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help but wonder, will there be some sort of Derry Girls spoof on SNL UK? And did Louisa share it as a little hint that she might be on the show as well?
I hope so.
Wouldn't that be great?
I really hope so.
So Nicola's going to be there on the 25th of April with Foo Fighters, and then a week later on the 2nd of May, Amy Lou Wood from The White Lotus and Sex Education, she's going to be hosting that.
Very good. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it every week. It's so good. But I don't watch it live on a Saturday night. I watch it late on a Sunday morning.
Is it because it's on past your bedtime?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I don't know what I'm either busy or probably in bed.
You're either out or you're in the bed.
Yeah, out or in the bed, exactly. Have you heard about the GAA's new partnership?
No.
With baked beans. The GAA and the Gaelic Players Association have teamed up with Bachelors, who are now officially the beans partner. Right?
The beans partner.
The beans partner of the GAA. Now, it kind of does make a bit of sense the way they've explained it.
Yeah.
They're talking about protein, quick meals and fueling players.
Fibre as well.
Yeah. I mean, beans on toast, underrated dinner.
This is it. You get all your essential amino acids for the day.
Well, there you go.
Can you tell I did home ec for the leaving cert,
guys?
Thanks
so much, Gillian McKeith.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Carol in Port Marnock's been on. Good morning, Carol. Carol says that her little win is that she thought all her Easter eggs were gone and eaten, but she found another one.
Oh, dream surprise Easter egg.
Nice.
Delicious stuff. Here's Robbie.
Just my little win for today is that I have completed another night shift without doing diddly squat. Have a good day, guys.
Robbie, fair play to you. I hope you got a snooze in.
What would I say? Is it quiet quitting? That's loud quitting.
Yeah, good man, Robbie. Snoring on shift. Damien's in Delgany.
Good morning, Reckon and Brennan. Happy Wednesday, Damo here. My little win this week was Gabrielle, believe it or not. We were in the Point last night, or the Three Arena, as the young ones call it these days, and to see Rick Roll double home the Twins. But Gabrielle was his guest actor, support actor, they call it. And she knocked it out of the park. And then she announced she's on tour next year. So double win. If you haven't seen it, you gotta go.
Damo, love that.
Such a great
Gabrielle
little win.
Gabrielle is excellent live.
Yeah, so many amazing songs.
Yeah. Here's Sadoba.
Hi, Brendan and Rebecca. My little win today is that I get to wear my scarf. It makes me feel safe around my neck. So the fact that it's still cold, I get to still wear it. Yay.
Love that.
It is.
It's a little bit milder today, but I love that you got your scarf on. Amelia's been on.
Hi, I'm Amelia, and it's my daddy's birthday, and he's 40, and we're going to have chocolate cake after my school. Yay.
Oh, Amelia, happy birthday to your dad. Stephen, happy birthday. Have a great day. And Claire's in Malahide.
My little win this morning is me and my husband have booked a trip away to Spain in the next few weeks. A few nights away. Nice. Kid free. Wouldn't a 98 FM tote bag look gorgeous over there on the beach?
Oh, it would.
Well, Claire, guess what? That 98 FM tote bag is all yours. And Amelia, Sadoba, Damien, and Robbie, you're getting one as well.
Can you imagine the sarong and the tote bag
just
together?
Just like David Beckham back in the day.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Nido.
An air fryer.
And a cordless trimmer.
98 FM.
Welcome to Matchy Matchy, our glamorous game where you could be winning fabulous prizes if you say the same three words as either myself or Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
So many amazing prizes at this point. We've been playing for quite a while. Here's AI Rebecca and Brendan with more.
Win a brand new 10-foot trampoline.
An air fryer with 100 euro worth of meat.
A matchy matchy curly blow dry.
Ooh. A garden strimmer.
And it's the perfect squeeze.
Squish, squish.
Win a Nido prize pack.
Win, win, win with matchy matchy.
Oh, the Nido is all the rage and hoping to get their hands on those prizes this morning are Shannon and her daughter Isla. Shannon, good morning. You're on 98 FM. How are you?
Morning, we're good.
Shannon, are you on the way to school? What's the plan for the day?
We are on the school run and then I'm heading off to work myself.
Very good. What do you do for work, Shannon?
I work in finance.
Oh, very good. You go with the numbers?
No, not really, actually.
No. The calculator always on the desk.
Yeah, that's it.
Fair play to you.
At least you're honest, Shannon. Does Ayla have Nido at home?
Ayla is obsessed with Nido at the moment.
Okay, in desperate need of Nido. I personally hadn't heard of Nido until very recently.
But they're all the rage.
It's sold out everywhere, Shannon. You can't get it.
Is it like Play-Doh?
No, they're like squishies. Like you have like what's inside them?
Like gel.
Okay.
Yeah. In fairness, now the air when you have a bit of tension going on, you feel a bit stressed, and you give one of them a squeeze.
Right.
Feel a bit better, doesn't it?
Like a stress ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, fingers crossed you're going to win that and all the other prizes this morning, Shannon. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Who are we going with? Rebecca.
Yay! Rebecca, you're off to the soundproof booth. Your first trip this week. I know, I'm delighted for you. Excellent stuff. Make sure she's out of earshot. Here we go, guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy is father.
Christmas.
Father Christmas. Your second word. Cabbage.
Cabbage patch.
And your third word. United.
Kingdom. Yeah, right, United Kingdom.
United Kingdom. There was a lot of deliberation going on there.
Yeah.
I love it.
We had the final say.
Fair play. Okay, so you're saying Father Christmas, Cabbage Patch, and United Kingdom. Are we locking those in?
Yeah, we're going to lock
You've got approval, we're locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. She's moving at speed this morning. Miranda Priestley will be thrilled.
Every street's a catwalk, Brendan.
How was the soundproof booth this morning?
Yeah, candle lit in there.
Oh, lovely. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Shannon and Isla this morning is father.
Father Ted.
Your second word. Cabbage.
Cabbage. Ooh, I'm going to say cabbage patch.
And your third word, united.
United. United Nations?
Have you got a matchy matchy with Shannon and Ayla in Dublin 8 this morning?
Sorry, guys.
You both said Cabbage Patch.
Yeah.
Which is adorable. After Father, the guy said Christmas and they went with United Kingdom.
Oh, United Kingdom was way more obvious than United Nations.
Not to be this morning, guys. Thank you for listening every morning, though, and thank you for playing. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Oh, brilliant.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
thanks
guys.
For playing.
Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. If you're listening and you just said the same three words as our rep, Father Ted was brilliant.
United Nations, though, Brendan.
I think I would have said United States. Oh. I think.
Yeah, that's also
I think that's where
obvious.
I would have gone. Father Ted was excellent. And cabbage. I think I would have said soup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not great.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
I'm a celeb. All Stars is on at the moment. Gemma Collins is in the jungle and she's been making everyone laugh.
Yeah, I haven't been watching it, but I saw a clip online over the weekend of her doing some mission and she was in a box full of water and they had to pass something through a tube.
Yeah.
Gemma Collins was put on this earth to be on reality TV.
Absolutely.
She's just brilliant.
Well, wait till you hear what she had to say about air fryers, Brendan.
You've got a slow cooker, all of you.
Got an air fryer.
Get rid of it.
Nah.
Why?
I love my air fryer.
Can't stand them. I bought one. Well, the minute it went on, I felt like it sucked all the air from my kitchen. Like, I just felt like I couldn't get any oxygen.
Your air fryer sucked out all the oxygen from the kitchen. Like a vacuum of oxygen.
Yeah, and from that day, I gave it away.
You can imagine Gemma Collins gasping for air the second the air fryer goes on.
I would have loved to have seen that. But
she's comedy gold.
Everyone loves air fryers, but Gemma Collins just
doesn't get them.
No.
Yeah.
So I'd love to know this morning, what's that one thing that everyone loves that you just don't get, you're not on board with?
Takeaway tea.
Ooh.
I don't understand why you would spend €4 on what is essentially a cup of hot water.
Sometimes I just don't want more than one coffee a day. I like just having my coffee in the morning, then my tea in the afternoon.
I understand a takeaway coffee. I don't get a takeaway tea.
I just think there's something comforting about a tea.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I don't get it.
It's a tea bag and hot water and you're paying a lot of money for it. I know, Brendan.
I don't get takeaway tea.
I do love a takeaway tea out for a walk sometimes.
Is there anything that you just don't get?
How long do we have, guys?
There's a list.
Okay, in terms of TV, The Chase, I don't get it.
I've tried. No, yeah.
I have tried, Brendan.
Have you seen, apparently, it's a new trend now to lip sync Bradley Walsh's questions.
Oh.
That's what people are at.
We'll get you on the TikTok doing that. Yeah, I've watched The Chase a good few times. My dad watches it all the time. I think I don't understand it. I just can't get the premise. There's something to do with me and The Chase. We just don't work
together.
Fair
enough.
That's TV.
Right.
Something else that I think everyone, you know, I see it's a big trend and people are on them all the time. E-scooters.
Okay.
Why would you want to go that fast? I do not understand e-scooters. I know the traffic's bad, but like people going on e-scooters not wearing a helmet. Absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
And I'm a new driver and they do be whizzing past.
Why would you want to go that fast is the best line I've heard in quite some time.
So yeah, The Chase and e-scooters, two things that I see that everyone loves that I just can't get on board with.
Okay, fair enough. I love how passionate you were there. I also just don't get why you'd spend €4 on a takeaway tea.
This is it.
We'd love to hear from you this morning. For Gemma Collins, it's an air fryer. For you, what is that thing that you just don't get? You're not on board with. If you send us a WhatsApp voice note, the more random and silly, the better. Here's Orla, who's in Ballyfermot.
Okay, so one thing I'm not on board with is the slow cooker. Because for starters, it's so bloody slow. And yeah, I get it for people who are working all day or whatever. Okay, and they want to bang everything all into one pot. But for people who are at home all day or whatever, and they're using a slow cooker, like the smell of that just drives me nuts.
It does, yeah.
You know, the smell of cooking. I like to cook and have me filled within the next hour if I'm cooking. That slow cooker would just, like, the smell wafting around the house and all, it would just be too tempting and I'd end up eating a half raw.
Fair. Orla, get it. Remember the time you were cooking fish for someone in your house?
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do.
And Rev was like, I have to cook fish. And I was like, well, cook it outside. So did you plug an extension lead in and cook the fish?
I put the air fryer in the garden. I did want my house smelling like salmon. I don't have a big house. I just was like, this whole place smells of fish and I can't have it. But I do agree with you about the slow cooker. Like the whole house smells like dinner, but then the meat is tender.
Very tender. Paige is in Santry.
It definitely has to be matcha. How people drink matcha tea, matcha flavoured coffees, matcha hot chocolate. Oh, God, no. I got one by accident before and I just threw the whole thing in the bin. I don't like wasting money, but I could not bring myself to drink that. I think it's just it's a trend. Everybody just wants matcha because it sounds cool and it's just not. It tastes like grass. I think it tastes like grass.
Paige, that's the exact description. I'm not into it either.
I still haven't had like a iced matcha latte. I remember having a hot one a few years ago and it was bright green. It wasn't for me, but... Yeah. Yeah, very trendy at the moment.
Very. And here's Ryan.
What I don't get is when you're in the barbers and there's a bald fella getting a haircut, I can never understand why.
Is that a thing?
I've never noticed.
Do you know, like maybe the eyebrows done?
The eyebrows, the nose hairs, the ear hair.
Yeah.
It grows from everywhere. Not just the head and sometimes not the head. Johnny is in Clondalkin.
Friends, the TV show.
Ooh. Yeah.
Didn't get it years ago.
Uh-huh.
When I was younger, and even now I'm older, get even less. That and Lambs and Ballyfermot, all 10 of them don't get the hype around it at all.
Sorry, Johnny doesn't get lambs. I haven't had lambs, but lambs, there's...
What's lambs?
So lambs is a Chinese takeaway in Ballyfermot, but there's a few of them. There's like lambs, little lambs, licky lambs. There's loads of lambs Chinese takeaways. But Johnny, there's so many of them that they must be good. I personally haven't had lambs.
The Friends thing though is interesting. I find Friends just such a comfort watch. Like I loved watching it growing up. So when I watch it now, I'm just taken back to simpler times.
Yeah, it wasn't for me, Johnny.
No.
I didn't
Friends
get it either.
Keen.
No.
How you doing, guys? Graham here. One thing I don't get is when people go to a restaurant and they order a steak on a stone. It basically comes down half cooked and you're sitting there waiting on it. Cooking it yourself, the whole point of going to a restaurant is like getting your food cooked for you.
Graham, I couldn't agree more.
Have you ever ordered that?
Yeah, there was a restaurant in town. It's no longer here anymore.
Yeah.
And their whole shtick was steak on a stone.
Okay.
Like, why am I cooking it myself? It's sizzling all over me.
Mm.
It's spat all over my top. There's smoke in the air.
Mm.
And now I stink of my food. And yeah, you have to cook it yourself. And then if you want it done medium, medium rare, and then it keeps cooking, you can't get it off the heat.
Yeah.
The stress of it.
No, that wouldn't be for me.
Graham, that's a great one. Tony's in Dunleary.
My biggest hatred is customers saying to staff that the customer is always right.
Oh.
How wrong they are.
Tony, I don't think that's the public message. I don't think the message is how wrong you are.
The customer is always right.
The customer is always right. I mean, yeah, in truth, not always right. And here's Paula.
Here's one, please. The vapes. I don't get the vapes.
Yeah.
Were they not invented to get you off the smokes? So now everyone's smoking the smokes. Or the vapes that... Hold on, it just confuses me. They're smoking the vapes when they never smoked in the first place. What was that invented for? To get you off the smokes, and now they're all getting off the smokes you were never on in the first place, and now they're all addicted to vapes.
They're all bad.
Tell me the sense in that.
Lads, I don't smoke or vape. I cannot stand the smell of a vape. I would rather the passing smell of a cigarette. That fruity, chemically smell, I can't cope with it.
Many times I'm walking behind someone and I'm literally just breathing in the vape.
And then there's certain ones that have like this massive cloud.
Yeah.
Like, no, not for
me. They're like giant air fryers. Oh, Paula.
Yeah, talk about stealing me oxygen, as Gemma Collins was saying.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Madonna has officially announced the new album.
I am beyond giddy for this.
It's called Confessions on a Dance Floor 2.
Yeah.
She's teased it on her website, new graphics and even a backing track. No lyrics now yet.
Take a deep breath in and out.
But you can just imagine how that's going to get
gonna
lit.
It's going to kick in.
So the website features an image of Madonna's legs. Well, I think they're Madonna's legs. They're propped up around a speaker.
Yeah, it looks... Her legs are in the shape of an M and it looks like she's giving birth to new music.
This is
That was my interpretation of it.
Her socials, they've been totally wiped.
I love the way like singers and pop stars still do that. It's like a big reveal.
Madonna's bio simply reads... Time goes by so slowly.
Yeah, as we wait for this album.
No release date, sorry about that.
You'd imagine there's going to be a song this Friday, though.
Well, she's previously said that the new album's going to be out in 2026.
Yeah.
I think an album like this needs to be out before the summer so it can be our soundtrack to the summer. So, fingers crossed very soon.
Do we think first single this Friday, album In a month, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say so. Of course, the OG Confessions album was released back in 2005.
Yeah.
And the tracks on that, I mean, hit after hit. Sorry, Hung Up, Get Together, Jump.
I hope that they've come up with, like, they've taken another sample like they did with Hung Up and ABBA. I hope we have, like, a new Hung Up.
Yeah.
That's all I want from this album.
Get up! 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.